League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Today, we're going to talk about etiquettes in the bedroom.
So she's seen us have sex. And then I go like, Sunny, close the door. She goes to close the door and comes to sit back down.
She said, are you smiling?
You get her water right after sex.
You make it look real. Water after sex.
You always take my water.
I get her tissue.
The best etiquette is if you have a rag, you have a towel.
That's
how is
weird,
that? That's weird.
Wait, you do that?
The towel you gave me to shower you is a very small towel.
Oh my god, it's the towel underneath your bed.
Wait, do you have
what?
Is
it this one?
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Down Bad Show. We have our guest here, Canto Mando. Why don't we have a quick introduction? You guys already seen Sheldon and Sandy. And then we have Mike and Joy.
Mike, which camera do I talk to? That one's on Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Joy.
A little closer to the mic.
No, I have a mic on me.
Oh, yeah? Okay, that's my mic then. Okay, I'm Mike.
Okay, but I still want to share.
Okay, and then
we talk to Joy.
All right, anyways.
Okay.
So now, on today's show, this is the number one podcast for...
juicy topics.
After hours talks.
After hours. Wait, man. Yo, what? Jimmy, this is the number one podcast in general, right? You don't got to sell yourself to this saying, hey, man, number one in terms of after hour podcast behind, number two, sorry, behind 60 under podcast.
I almost forgot who I'm with. My alliances, right? Number two behind.
I almost fucking
forgot my alliances.
Yeah, my bad. I'm underselling myself.
Yeah, you're underselling yourself.
Yeah. No, this is the number one podcast in general.
Yeah. That you did not believe that statement coming out of your mouth.
But today we're gonna talk about etiquettes in the bedroom.
Etiquettes in the bedroom.
Some unspoken things that people should know about, right?
Okay.
The last time we talked about insecurities in the bedroom, right?
Yeah. Right.
Insecurities,
right.
Like things where we feel like, you know, but there are things that I think people should know going into it, right?
Going
into the bedroom scenario.
I literally just had a talk the other day with Sandy about this.
What?
And she was like, oh my god, one time someone said thank you to me afterwards.
What? Is that the etiquette?
No, I'm just saying how like that's what guys should not do.
Say thank you?
They should demoralize you make you...
Come on, you want to...
Oh, it feels like a service.
Yeah, do you
okay.
Like it when someone says, oh, thank you for the sex after sex? It's like you're cuddling and then they're like, hey, thank you for that.
What if she just gives you a head? I feel like...
Yeah, no, that's appreciated.
Did you say thank you?
You give head? Well, she gives head. And then you say thank you to her?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for giving me head.
That's
kind of... Like, maybe she don't want to fuck, but she just gives you head.
That's even worse.
Huh? Because then she's only, like, pleasuring you, right?
Thank you.
I don't know. I feel like if someone said thank you to me, I just feel like a prostitute.
Wait, no.
It's just like, that was not a service. Like, that was like, you know, I'm down to get frisky with you, but
okay,
like,
okay, thank you is a little formal.
Yeah.
What if he, like dabs you up?
A girl dabbing you up?
No. Like you dab the girl up.
You dab the girl? That's kind of cool.
That's a flag to ghost. Like,
really?
Bye-bye.
If he's like, yo, I appreciate
and then
that.
A dab up, right?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I think everybody's putting too much thought into this.
Yeah. Don't say thank you, but a dab is cool.
A dab is cool?
No, don't say thank you and don't dab. Like, what the heck? Huh. If you want to show appreciation, you should be like, holy fuck, like, that was so hot.
Yeah. No, if you show appreciation, you eat that pussy. That's how you show appreciation, with not words, action. Why would you show appreciation with a thank you? That means nothing.
She literally just said to not say thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, don't use words, use action.
Have you ever show thanks?
Show things?
Showed thanks post sex.
Mike hates eating pussy.
No. I think what I do is I'll cuddle and then we just have like a more of a deeper talk about things. I just steer away from this.
Or afterwards, do you like hold her and like pet her for a little?
No, it's not like mascara's running down her face and she's like all sad and shit. So she doesn't need a pet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm saying she doesn't need a pet. I'm not gonna pet her like a dog.
So you just don't show appreciation, you just go straight to like pillow talk.
Yeah, but pillow talk is appreciation. You open up, you're like, oh, you know what? How is that? How can I improve?
No, that's like steering the conversation. Like you're just switching subjects.
Yeah, I don't stay on the subject. It's done.
Wait, do you like review it? Like oh, how was that? Like
do you review?
That is definitely poor bedroom etiquette.
That is poor bedroom etiquette.
Especially the first time, like you really don't know like how you performed or like how she performed. Like there has to be some type of like talks after.
Let me put it this way. I ask for a peer review.
Okay.
When I'm the one eating her, that's when I go like, hey, you know what? I can improve next time. Am I like, you know, left to right? Am I steering in the wrong position? That is where I go. But I would never give her a peer review. That's kind of weird.
So yeah. Just post sex, have you ever asked for like a review session?
Only with like my boyfriend. Right. Like I wouldn't do that with a stranger. I don't really care what you have to think about my sex.
So if afterwards he asks you what you thought, is that a turnoff?
If he asked me what I think about the sex, I'd be like, it was nice.
If it was bad, you would tell them it was nice.
Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Our friends at Manscaped.com are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped products are the top of every wish list. So win this year's white elephant gift and help all the men in your life go from eggnog to nice hog this December by going to Manscaped.com and using code DOWNBADSHOW for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped offers a handful of liquid formulations such as shampoos, body wash, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliates, and absolutely everything you need to keep it clean. Also, did I say that Manscaped has the new Shear 2.0? It's their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man. And also, there's a new Preserve cologne that brings a light, breezy, woodsy feel and gives that fresh tree scent even after the holidays are over. Still using a loofah? Introducing the Body Buffer. While loofahs actually hold bacteria from dead skin, helping them grow out of their disgusting old loofah, get the body scrubber that feels smoother but acts tougher.
Join the 6 million men worldwide who are using Manscaped right now. And I could say there's so many YouTube products these days, but Manscaped, hands down, is one of the things that I've stayed using for the past 4 years. Gotten compliments, my balls look beautiful, pretty. You want to feel clean before you go out. And when you feel clean, you feel better. You're more presentable for when you bring shorty back. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use the code DOWNBADSHOW. It'll be the first link in the description box. Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, but so I'm probably never gonna see them again. I would just be like, yeah, it was
but
cool.
What if you like this guy? So it's like, he's not a boyfriend yet, but you like him.
If I like the guy, I wouldn't tell him and I would just try again. Like, I wouldn't ask. Like, you know, like when we first hooked up, like, you didn't ask for my feedback, but I was still willing.
Yeah, but you were giving feedback.
I was giving feedback to other people.
Yeah.
Oh, but what's the point of giving feedback to people?
So
what would be the feedback back to your friends?
Huh?
So does it ever go back? Did it ever go back?
Of course it did. his ex is friends with her. Not talking back to me.
I've heard the feedback.
He'd be like, Sheldon, bro. I heard in great detail about your night.
To be fair, I told him directly the feedback.
Yeah, she told me directly.
You told him directly the feedback? Wait, you did not tell me.
No.
You did not tell me directly.
No, because right after that night, we came over, right? And he went to go take a shit in the bathroom, and it was me, Tib, and your bedroom.
You weren't telling it to me. I was just happened to be there. Wouldn't be like, yo.
I wasn't telling you, but I was telling Tib who was right next to you. So I was technically telling both of you.
And I told him. Yeah. So the feedback got back to him.
What was the attitude like upon giving the feedback? Was it like, whew?
I was like, holy shit, that shit was so funny. Like, he was doing some funny ass shit.
She described it to be a DJ crab. Like, he was like DJing your nipples singing a song in your pussy. It was like this.
He was just doing things.
That's what you described it. Word for word.
Okay,
verbatim.
Without getting like verbatim. Too much into detail.
It was a DJ crab.
Without getting too much into detail, I just felt
it was a DJ crab.
The type of, you know, sex you had was like very like, and it was just something I wasn't like into. Like, I guess I was very vanilla initially, so all these like
you know, dirty talking, like
that part I remember
finger
too.
Stuff, whatever, like.
But it was a just, DJ crowd.
Was just very new to me. It was very new to me. So
I'll summarize everything you said in 2 points, right?
DJ crowd.
One, you said it was weird that you felt he would slap you, right? You felt weird about that, so you want to slap him back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then number two, it was a DJ crowd. You said he was singing song in your vagina while spinning your nipples. That was verbatim.
I never said DJ. I definitely said the crap, but like, I never
okay,
said
fine,
DJ.
Fine. Maybe the DJ was my own interpretation.
All right.
Anyways, without getting to details, okay?
Do you think the first time, it's like, you guys should only have vanilla sex? Because it's like, yo, all that slapping, it
100%.
Might... 100%! It might scare off some people.
No, of course. Like, first of all, you should be talking to that person, like, before having sex, like, what they like, maybe. If you want to get into that territory, you should never just start slapping that person on the first night. That's so, like, what? Like, I was shook. I was shook. I was like, what the f*** was this?
Yeah, yeah. And then out came DJ Crab.
But, for a record, I never said DJ.
But normally when DJ Crab doesn't come out, alright, okay. it'll be like normally like quite vanilla, like normal the first time. And then after, like, when you have like post-sex cuddle, then I'll just talk about different kinks and stuff. But I'll do that after the first one.
Have you guys ever...
And then comes DJ Crab.
Have you guys ever gotten surprised with like... Oh, yeah, aside from you saying it, have you guys gotten like surprised with like some crazy shit the first time?
Have you gotten surprised?
But he told me what he likes.
Yeah, I'm on your point with that. Is I have.
What was she gonna say?
Sorry.
No, like he told me what his fetish was.
Yeah.
What is your fetish?
You know what it is.
Yeah. No. I'll tell you what my fetish is. But let me just outline. Is great. I'm on your side when you say I like to outline these things before I have sex with someone.
Even the first time.
I do. Yeah, yeah.
So what's the context? Like, how would you outline it?
Huh?
Like,
I like grape.
Grape. Okay, yeah. Grapes.
Okay, the right word is consensual, non-consensual.
I like consensual, non-consensual, so can you help me struggle a little bit?
Right.
That's what I say. In the most direct, clear way.
So is that on a first date, like during dinner? Or
So how do you even bring that up? Like, on the first date, were you like,
wait,
hey, I'm into consensual, non-consensual sex, and then were you like,
The topic just came up because he was saying that, Pornhub deleted all these videos. I'm like, okay.
I'm very disappointed recently.
They've actually took apart a huge part of the library. So
wait, I no longer use them that much anymore.
Do you ever get nervous before bringing it up?
Because that's something you would
But even in that case, you brought it up after a couple times, right? It wasn't like you brought it up first, the very first thing.
You need
a base of sexual chemistry before you get into these funky kinks. Because
But for consensual non-consensual, you really don't need sexual chemistry. it's more of a one-way street.
Wait, so have you ever had consensual non-consensual on the first time?
Yeah, yeah. But what I would do is I don't want to be weird about it, so I picture that in my head. Like, I would picture she's not enjoying it, but she could be enjoying it. So that's why my favorite positions is where I'm not looking at her.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying? So I have to picture it.
So you're in the back, and you like just close your eyes.
I picture it. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm building a storyline. She doesn't really.
Consensual,
she doesn't want to be here. She doesn't want to be here.
If you're just really bad at sex, that'd be pretty easy.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're just really bad at fucking girls.
Yeah, but I don't think any girl would show it. Like, she would not show it.
Yeah, the storyline.
You have like a plot, like she's walking down the street.
Yeah, characters. It's like the fucking math teacher that's a little too old. There's like the fucking Russian oligarch.
Vladimir.
Man, recently I got into a situation where she spat on me. Midway.
It's about you.
Yeah.
Like aggressively or like a sexual slap?
No, it was supposed to be sexual, but it just surprised me.
It was like a...
It was like projectile. And then like, oh my god. And then I stopped midway. I felt a little disrespected.
Wait, was it like...
So I had to turn her around.
Foreplay?
Huh?
Foreplay
with drinking.
No, it was like Miss... Like she's like, yeah, spit on me. I was like, I drooped a little like
So you don't spit on girls?
No, I don't.
Oh. Yeah, because yo, if you drew a little spit, that's not spitting on someone, that's just drooling.
That's not how it works, bro. That's gross. And then she's like, that's it? And then she projectiled it back at me.
Onto you.
Yeah, bro, I was like, Blastoise, bro. I was like, God, yeah. I was like, hold on. And then, yeah, that was...
And then you turn around and then you
continue. Yeah, because I felt a little disrespected. But yeah, so I had to like...
You turn around and it's like, hold up, let's stop right here.
Yeah, yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You had to assert your dominance back.
Okay.
It made you feel a little bit like...
A little bit.
Isn't that what you felt like in the beginning?
Did you guys talk about it afterwards? Like, did you give her that feedback that you didn't like spitting?
Oh, shit.
That's a good.
That's probably I should probably do that.
So you didn't say anything. So you did. You just told her you enjoyed.
No, I told her that like it caught me off guard a little bit.
But you didn't say you didn't.
I didn't analyze the review. You know, I didn't like. Hey, I don't think you should do that next time.
That's how Sheldon did to me.
And she reviewed.
Because peer review. When that time when you like started choking me and slapping me, I was like, holy shit, this is so like disrespectful. Like, what the fuck? And I turned him around. I got on top of him. I started choking him and slapping him. And then afterward, he like stops and he's like, hey, can we like?
Wait, so it got really aggressive then?
I was doing this. I was doing this. I was gonna control her arm. I was like, why is she doing?
So you were doing it out of anger. Like you were like,
no,
legit
I was
angry.
Like, I was like, is this a thing? Like I'm down to do it too. Like
yeah,
I'm like,
you want to go, right?
Like yeah, let's fucking go. You want to start slapping
each other? When you hit him, were you on top of like?
I was on top of
mid-sex. So you were riding him.
Yeah, and I was choking him, and slapping
holy
him.
Holy shit, damn.
He was like holding my arm, and I thought like that was like something you're enjoying. Like I guess we're like role playing or something.
Yeah, the etiquette is. Communicate.
Wait, Jimmy, I have a question for you. Did you ever have sex with that girl again?
Yes.
So you know, why didn't you give feedback then? Huh? Like, why didn't you give feedback? Did she spit on you again?
Yeah.
No.
He's a guy.
Yo, maybe you like dominatrix.
No. That started spit on her, and then So what about conversations? Do you guys have like talk during?
During?
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet.
Sheldon talks so much.
Yeah, I basically like fucking read poetry, bro. I have a whole essay ready.
Yeah. You definitely do talk quite a bit.
I talk a lot.
Do you also change up your voice too, like, hey, baby?
No, but I do see your point because I think we had a talk about it like one time where it's like, when you're talking, it's more engaging.
Yeah.
Which I can see it because sometimes when we don't talk, we're having like tired sex. It's less engaging.
Yeah. It's all about getting peak engagement. You know what I mean?
Re-engagement.
I think of it like YouTube video. Yeah. I think like YouTube video. Peak engagement is very important.
Like if you don't talk that much, you're not as engaged anymore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's straight up. It's like there's more stimulus coming in, right?
That's true.
It's like, retention time. Like how long are you gonna like? Let's say you have sex for an hour straight no talking. No. I'm just like an example, right. Like a random example. You have an hour long video. It's the same shit, moaning, slap, like. There's no talking. There's no like animation or like zooms effects.
Right.
Wow. Then like I think about like a YouTube video and it changes, right?
You think we should talk more? I feel like we should talk a little more.
You've talked to me in like Chinese before. That was like part of your.
Maybe it was a Chinese
subculture.
Have you guys ever done Chinese?
Yeah.
I just said.
I'm a joke.
Yeah.
Like pure jokes. Oh, 你喜欢.
You did that? And then she was like, oh, I like it. What's your mind?
We tried to do it for like 5 minutes and it just became too funny.
And then you stopped.
And then I started losing vocabulary.
So how do you say this word? Chinglish start coming out, right? 我的机器好硬现在。你喜欢吗?
Right? That's all I know. 你喜欢吗? 你喜欢吗? Oh, 感觉很好. Wow.
Does that mean you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means you like that.
It feels so good. Yeah.
Oh, shit. She was Chinese too.
Yeah. But I didn't know how to say slut. So I was like, 你脏的女人. You pig.
My dirty pig.
Yeah. I mean, that's the closest word you have to that word.
Wait, so do you start laughing when you start speaking Chinese? Like,
No, you guys try to.
I don't think it was like continued throughout the entire thing.
Did you hear it?
From the beginning.
Yeah, that should be a speaking Chinese only challenge.
What the fuck?
That's how Canada Man are gonna blow up on porn.
Oh, shit.
Speaking only Chinese and having sex.
Shit. Damn.
God damn.
What's the craziest thing you can say in Chinese in sex?
My mind, one word stuff, like no complication. No
complication.
Wait, do you talk in sex? Huh? Do you talk while?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
You like it?
Yeah, but I just got a couple like phrases. I got like a couple default phrases.
And do they come out like as an instinctual thing? Like it, you don't yeah. think about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instinctual. Because once you start thinking about it, you like if you fuck up the words, it's not sexy. It's like you like this right? really a lot.
You gotta be confident.
Yeah.
You just gotta say stuff.
No, I feel like you talk too. Yeah. You definitely talk, but you talk out of a like you don't like it's an instinctual thing.
Yeah.
It's an instinctual thing.
No, that's just moaning. It's not like talking.
I think like with my first girlfriend, I didn't really know how to dirty talk, so I bought like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I bought like the three
the book.
Yeah,
the
I bought
book or three, the movie.
No, the book. I bought the book. So I could like read like the vocabulary. I could learn the vocabulary.
What did you learn?
I don't remember specific lines, yeah. but I just remember like the vocabulary they use in the novel was just so like intricate. Like, why do girls get wet when they read it? Right.
Right.
So it's like they must like their formulation of words is just like mind blowing.
Holy
Wait,
shit!
So,
yeah, and
so,
then I started sexing with it.
So was it good?
What was what?
Like it helped?
Yeah, it helped.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and they're really good at like the foreplay of words.
Yeah,
it's like you like it when I kiss down your neck ever so sensually.
No way, I would probably die laughing. I'd be like,
really?
What?
Wait, so how does your talk go then?
Kiss me so sensually, but
little by little, down to your neck, down to your navel.
So you use that?
You use navel?
That's a little scientific.
So you say that?
I don't know if I would be.
Oh yeah, I don't think I said navel, but I think I definitely said I slowly kiss down to your nipple.
Wait, isn't that the narrator? Isn't that like in quotation?
You actually
right?
say that during sex, like.
No, not during
like
sexing. No, during sexing.
Oh, sexy. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I guess sex thing. I understand.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be like. You like as I gently caress your boobs while I slowly touch your neck sensually.
That seems like
I feel like I have to be a girl who's like into poetry or something like that.
But then I feel like some of the words translated to sex.
Like what?
You like it when I lick.
You like it when I lick that?
Yeah, right here.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could work that way. I think sex is only reserved for like 2 to 3 words.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
no long sentences.
Yeah, if it's too long, it's like re-engagement. You lose my
true.
You lose retention. And how long should like one position be? I feel like no more than like 3-4 minutes.
Are you like flipping a hot dog?
Yeah. But
3-4 minutes. That seems appropriate. 5 minutes, three, four, 5 minutes.
Or else it's like it's a retention. It's like you want to watch the same shit like for 10.
Well, I mean, again, it's like the effects and the zooms. It's like maybe you're doing doggy, and then she's like on hands and knees, and maybe like in 3 minutes she's like on her face, but you're still in doggy position.
Oh, it's variations.
Variations
of the same
style.
True. I think three to four minutes is appropriate.
Yeah.
It actually seems long. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it does seem a little long.
I'm not sure
long.
I do. Like, to be honest, I just go until I'm tired and then I'm like, okay, I need a rest. And I go into my rest position. When I'm tired, it's always missionary. And then once I get a little energy back, then I go back to doggy.
Really? When I'm tired, I like she's on top and I'm just.
Oh, you're just riding. You're just like, oh, I see. That's why I never understood people who had like really long sex sessions. Like,
yeah, I'm
really
10
time.
Minutes. I'm 10.
Same. 10, 15 minutes.
I feel like you
no,
last...
20.
I don't think it's 10, 15 minutes.
Yet. 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think...
20 minutes?
Damn.
Okay, 15 to 20. I don't think it's...
Is 10. That including, like, foreplay or just strictly the intercourse part?
No, because sometimes we have quickies and they're, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So quickies are 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Quickies are,
yeah.
like, 2-3 minutes.
No.
Quickies are, just, like, pretty quick.
Not 2-3 minutes.
I could bust
minutes?
In a minute if I wanted to.
2-3 minutes?
Yes.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's
what's the fastest you've like, not?
Probably like
Like, dude, I have to set up a story in my head, man. Like, it's more complicated than you guys, you know?
So it's harder for you to just not, like...
I gotta go into the story, give it, okay, who the fuck is this? You know, like, scenario, what's she wearing?
Do you guys do a lot of role-playing then? Like, set up as, like, different
characters
for you?
I don't think not as much,
you?
Depends on the timing.
Not for quickies.
No. Yeah. It's usually me in my head.
The role play. The role play's in your head. It's not.
Yeah. Mm. But we can.
You choose very. It's like it's uncomfortable people. You chose my uncle before.
Yeah. Wait. No. Because
that was a Chinese.
So
right.
Wait.
You acted as your uncle.
I didn't. You said call me Shu Shu.
No, because she said I had a dream where my uncle blah blah, and I didn't enjoy it, and I'm like, okay, that's a good storyline. Let's roll with this. Like,
oh, like not okay. Not
do you get what I'm saying?
Wait,
no,
thought,
I'm not actually
thought,
her uncle.
Like,
wait,
like
wait,
you
are you acting
uncle
out
before.
The scene?
No,
I'm like when she gives
it.
Me, yeah, when she gives me an idea, I go like, okay. I
it's
like
not me giving you ideas. It's
well,
just conversation. About
yeah, yeah.
A
she's
weird
like,
dream
oh my
I
god,
had.
I had a weird dream. And my uncle.
Do you ever dress the part?
No, I don't go that far.
You don't go to Amazon and like.
No. I don't dress the part.
It's just in your head.
Yeah,
wait,
it's in my
so
head.
So when what is too far then? When is too far? Because I feel like you obviously like the consensual, non-consensual thing.
Yeah.
But what about for you? Like. Is
I
there
think you've gone too far.
I haven't gone too far.
Like, what would be considered far?
Like, fucking
like,
script?
What about if it's, like, what
like
if it's, like, you
movie.
Pretending to be her dad? Like, literal dad, because, like, you know,
that's
like,
weird.
You met him, and you're, like, trying to imagine you're actually her dad, and, like, do his, like, demeanors and
is
stuff.
Is that weird?
That's
do you
so
think
weird.
Weird? Like, it's different from daddy. Like, you're actually trying to be in character. Maybe you dress like him.
Like, biological father,
yeah,
right?
Like, a little...
That's weird. That's
no, I'll put that, the weird stamp. I'll give
that. That's
crossing
the line. That's
yeah.
crossing the line. That's crossing the line.
I would
that's
be scared
line.
Of kids with you if, like,
yeah?
you started doing that.
Yeah, that's crossing the line.
Like,
that's crossing the line.
That's
I would never go into the immediate family.
Yeah. How's uncle's not
uncle's
immediate.
Is it immediate family?
That's immediate
yeah,
family.
Yeah, that's immediate family.
That's like dad's
well,
brother.
Okay, but in Chinese, like, shuzhu is just uncle. So
yeah,
it
yeah,
could
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
Oh, so
well,
he's
I,
not related to you.
No, but in my dream, it was my uncle's.
So
and
it,
he
it
just
was,
said,
it
yeah,
was
but
that's
like,
a weird stamp. That's a weird stamp.
That's a weird stamp.
Yeah.
I gotta get that a weird stamp.
It's fine.
Hmm? I mean, as long as you guys like.
I mean,
it's
not.
A,
I'm just saying that's not a frequent character. So, like,
who's the most frequent character?
It's the fucking TA teacher.
Teacher,
my professor, Mr. Robinson.
And you cheated, and she has to like stay after school for.
She has to stay after
credit.
School. No, she is not.
Wait, it's not hours. You're going office hours.
It's not as
because...
simple as that. Okay,
no,
that's a cheap storyline.
No,
have you guys ever watched Japanese porn? Like,
yes, I know.
Good Japanese porn.
No, what is
no.
it? How does it go down?
It's 2 hours and 16 minutes. Usually.
Yeah,
like
the girl
book.
Just kind of like.
It's moving. The first 30 minutes is setting up the premise.
so
the
you
guy.
You watch 2 hours.
Wait,
yeah,
on,
30,
on.
30 minutes.
Elaborate on the premise.
So the premise would be she goes home. The guy can't owe her boss money. The boss comes by the house a little bit. There's a bit of a character development.
Okay.
She's internal dialogue. She's like, oh, I see him looking at me sometimes, but I'm not sure. Yeah. He comes by the house. They eat dinner, but he doesn't do anything
what?
The first time.
Uh-huh.
Right. He goes home. Next day, he comes unvisited, like unsolicited. He comes in.
Right.
He like touches her on the butt, and then he goes back. And then by like the fourth, fifth time, and you're 30 minutes in,
fourth,
then
wait,
the second time she doesn't like lock the door and think like
she doesn't.
For anyone
yeah.
who wonders if people watch for the plot, some of them do.
Yeah. For
no,
the plot, the setup, and
do.
I fucking, yo. Sometimes I nut before the sex. That is literally, like, I'm trying not to nut, and I'm like, ah, shit, I fucked up. Yeah, and not before the sex. I haven't on.
Oh, you start drinking it during the plot?
The plot is good. Like, no, because Japanese porn gets into it, man. They do internal dialogue, like, the dialogue of what they're thinking about.
Oh.
So the guy's like, oh, look at her, this. In the Japanese voice, she has a very nice pussy right now. And I think, I really want a piece of that ass. And then in my
wait, but this isn't Japanese though.
No, subbed.
Ew.
I don't do dubbed.
I used to watch Japanese part Chinese subs to practice my Chinese well.
Did you fap or?
No? Yeah, I'll fap and then I'd pause, but I didn't know a word.
Okay, like,
oh, I look at the word.
That is funny, man. That is funny.
Oh shit! Wow, that's do you would you ever like watch the full thing? You know Japanese porn, they kind of funny.
What do you mean? No, it's
why do they blur all the action?
Do the ones that
no, watch... it's the rules of Japan censorship.
Yeah.
And they're all hairy too. Yeah. I don't personally.
There's one you guys can search, which is really popular. I think her name is Rita or something. And then
you have a favorite Japanese porn star?
I don't. It's not. I have a favorite plot line. I don't discriminate against porn stars. I'm not like that. It's plot lines.
It's plot lines.
The best one is she's an exchange student and she comes and then. The boss puts money in her purse as if she stole that money. Oh. And then now she has to repay.
These are creative.
Yeah. She's really, really good. Really,
you sent it to me.
What? Really?
You sent it to me. You sent it to me.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
You should watch it.
Wait, when did you start getting into this? Because it seems like it's been like years that is now like ingrained in your memory.
My first memory is in 2001. Between 2001 and 2003, it was the first Spider-Man movie where Mary Jane was about to get gang raped by a bunch of people. Do you remember that scene? And then Peter Parker.
That's in the movie?
Yeah.
She's about to get jumped, bro.
No. It was not jump because they say, oh my god, you pretty lady walking out by yourself.
Yeah, it was.
That's not a jump.
Okay.
It was a gang of guys.
Right.
And I was like, why the fuck does Spider-Man have to come in? That's the first thing I thought.
So how old were you?
I was grade 3. I think grade 2 or 3. I literally...
That's so crazy you remember that.
Immediate thought, I was like, Spider-Man, you don't gotta be acting like a hero right now. And I remember, like, I had a boner. That's vivid. That's a vivid memory.
Were you weirded out?
By myself? No.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. No. Why would I be weird about that? That's what I liked.
Wait. So you had this? Did you ever like bring this to school? Like, yo, you guys watch a new Spider-Man?
No. It was something I kept to myself.
Do you think it was weird though?
No,
why did you share it? Then you would probably try to relate.
You don't share that at eight.
Yeah, you don't share that.
Come on, bro. Yeah, at 8, I don't share that.
Yeah, I was sharing like the porn I watched like in middle school.
No. I would not. I would not because it's not off Pornhub or something. It's off movies. There's a website called cutscenes.net where they clip certain.
He's worried about watching these movies illegally.
It's called cutscenes.net because that word is not, you can't search it on Google. Right. So they just take different scenes of movies and they just like upload it there.
Cutscenes, is it like only sexual scenes?
Yeah, only sexual scenes.
How did you discover that?
Yeah, there's a lot of searching.
What were you doing on the internet?
No.
It was like on the deep ends of Google, right?
Yeah,
you have to look for specific scenes.
Yeah, it's deep. But trust me, no matter how many pop-up ads, whatever, is.
Yeah, yeah. I had a couple of those. Yeah. I don't think I ever, like, that triggered a memory.
Wait, Jimmy, what's your biggest kink?
My biggest kink?
Yeah, what's your biggest kink?
I used to like manga porn, like faku.
Like hentai?
Same.
Yeah.
Hentai, right?
Yeah.
So 2D.
Yeah, 2D. But it's like I like reading it.
That's so much effort.
It is a lot of effort because I would do like fast strokes and then I go like flip the page.
Yeah, you gotta like, how do you do?
And then the worst is when I have to wait for it to load. Because when I was into it, it was like 2010. The internet wasn't as fast as today.
So it would
come out.
Line by line.
That's jokes.
Yeah, until I get to like the most fire scene, and then that's when I finish.
Do you have a favorite one? Like, do you?
Oh man, but evolve? I remember there was like I would love the tension ones and like the bondage scenes.
So you into consensual, non-consensual too?
It's just more BDSM.
With handcuffs or like the ropes.
Yeah. Less so on the yet like action part. More so on the items. On the accessories.
I feel like I missed a point. I completely missed a point.
So since then, like I started like buying some tools. You look under my bed. It's some crazy shit under.
So do you ever use it on like
the girl?
Like first time girls or like someone you've developed a bit of a connection
so
with.
I feel like the first girlfriend it took like a couple months before I was like,
yo. A couple months?
Yeah. It took like 2-3 months before I was like, yo, can I use this on you?
wait, what do you mean? Like it's a book?
Huh?
So you read it together?
No, toys.
He's not saying he wants to read the book with the girl.
I thought you guys sit in bed and like.
Why would he do that in high school, bro?
Okay.
Yeah, 2-3 months. Like that's why I was like, whip out the fucking kidnapper's kit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What's your favorite tool that you have?
The favorite tool is probably the rope.
The rope.
Yeah, the rope.
So do you know how to like tie like special knots? Yeah.
No, I don't know do any how like, to tie like intricate knots, but I like I'll tie your hands like behind your back like pretty nicely.
Pretty nicely.
Pretty proud of me.
Nice little bow. I'm assuming she's like on her belly and her hands are behind her back. Yeah. Are you just like
her knees on the ground?
There? Are you just sitting there like, let me tie this on? How long does that usually take you? Like,
the setting up process used to be kind of awkward.
Because it
stops a little bit.
It stops a little bit, and then my boner goes down a little bit.
So then once you
start like perfecting that craft, right? It takes like 20 seconds.
What part of this is this doing sex? Like the foreplay?
The foreplay. Yeah.
Do you untie them? No. So they're tied, but what if like you want her to ride you, and then like she needs her hands for some activities?
Right.
Do you untie that?
So usually it's like the foreplay, and then it's maybe like after her hands are tied, then you know maybe it goes for some head. Okay. Right, and then maybe some fucking, and then after some fucking, then that's where like, oh, you want to get loose, right?
Right.
And then if she's being like disobedient, then like I slap her around, I fuck her a little bit more.
I could see that.
And then it's like, oh, you had enough, boom. All right, cool. Or maybe she didn't have enough, yeah. So I'll put her head down, fuck her a little bit more.
But do you use multiple tools? Is it a one tool kind of thing? Like,
So I also have handcuffs too.
Yeah, but right? Handcuffs isn't like you don't feel as involved.
The handcuffs is kind of lazy.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, cool.
Would you ever get like one of those like sex swings, like tie her up and chain her onto the ceiling?
See, that's a lot of work.
Oh, okay.
It's a dungeon thing.
Yeah, but I would bring her to a dungeon.
You gotta have like I can see like the background coming in, like that's 50 Shades of Grey. You read that book, and then everybody brought that in.
Yeah,
because you gotta have like a sex dungeon, like a sex room for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like in the future, if I have my own house, like I might get a little something. Yeah.
All right, your turn. How about your guys' kink? Come on, gotta be a good one. Don't say DJ crap.
Wait, what was your kink? Yours was non-consensual.
The victim. Okay, next.
The victim?
What? Next.
The victim.
Like being the victim.
Like being dominated.
Yeah.
Like being submissive.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know. Kink?
I mean, I feel like we do.
We explore kind of.
Yeah, we definitely explore a lot, but I don't think I have one specific, like, top-notch kink. Yeah.
Maybe when I, like, dress up.
Yeah. Dressing up and role playing stuff, and then there's dominating and stuff. But then there's also
we
just have
to like,
what's the most interesting characters you guys dressed up as?
Don't say Starfish. You're wrong.
No.
Are you serious?
What?
The Halloween costume is an inspiration from.
What?
No. As in, we did Starfire, then I was like, oh shoot, I was like, oh.
So you dressed up as Robin, and she.
Yeah.
So it started off as
I could get
roleplay.
Her. Wait. How is that?
No.
Yeah, come on. Robin's a hot costume.
No, we didn't plan to have sex as Starfire Robin. We just happened to have sex
while being Starfire
Robin.
Yeah, near Halloween.
Did you have any like plot or like?
Did you have any like specific dialogue?
Yeah, exactly. You got to be in character, right?
No, not for that. No, that one.
In character was probably the maid, the nurse.
Yeah, the nurse.
Oh, she was a nurse. You were the patient?
Yeah.
You were the patient?
Yeah.
Was it like a whole storyline?
I don't think it was. Oh my god.
Actually, I have a really funny story. So with the nurse, so I have a few gay friends who told me to try this trick where you put cold water in your mouth, suck his cock, and then drink hot water and then suck his cock. It's supposed to be like a temperature change. It's supposed to feel really good. So I was doing that as the nurse, but then I fucking like burned myself when I was drinking the hot one.
Okay.
So I was drinking the hot one. So I was doing the cold and he was like feeling it. He was like, ooh, okay. And then I drank the hot one and I literally spat it all out on his cock because it was like so hot. I was like, oh fuck. And it totally like kind of like ruined the moment a little bit, but then like we just kept it going.
Did it feel nice?
It was just like.
Yeah, it's nice.
But doesn't the cold like make your penis like turn into like a
leech? It's nice. You gotta listen to like the.
You know that, right?
Like, Sandy's got some advice from the gay community, and then the advice is pretty good.
There's
gay
one. Community? There's one where actually.
I mean, this was
yeah. I mean, just think about, I mean, oh, obviously, yeah. The gay guys know what guys like.
Fuck you, right?
Because girls can only interpret what guys like based off how the guy looks when they do it. Like, they assume, okay,
they can assume feedback, from right? porn, just like yeah. how
exactly.
guys can assume from porn what girls like. But like,
gay guys will know exactly, and gay guys and. You know, gay girls will know exactly what girls like and what guys like because they give and receive and they feel on both ends, right? Whereas for me, I can only assume what a girl likes.
Maybe we need to make some more gay friends.
I think.
Oh, for sure.
I think, I think overall our king is like, we're just very like down to try experimental. New
yeah.
Okay, so what about setting the mood, right? We're talking about some unspoken rules. What about like setting the vibe, setting the mood? Like, how do you guys. I have a candle.
Oh, you use a candle? Oh, I've seen the candle, bro.
Yeah. I use the candle. I turn on some music sometimes, and then also, it's like close the blinds.
That's. I feel like when you light up a candle, play what like R&B music.
Well, yeah.
I feel like that sets up for you want like a very romantic, passionate sex. Like I can't. I feel like if someone started choking me and slapping me out listening to that, I don't know. I just. It's like a little offbeat. It's a little offbeat.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that?
Yeah.
That's why I sometimes feel like.
Do you do not no music? The mood. I didn't know music.
No music.
Not you setting always mood is music? Setting the mood. You know what I mean?
Wait, yeah.
Always?
Not always.
But like, what if you don't plan having sex?
Okay.
Normally, let me turn off music.
A lot of times I do because I have a roommate. So yeah. Either way, I don't want like to just be like.
Why not?
yo, it's not a little bit of the weekend is gonna stop the fucking moans and the.
I know, but for the girl, it makes them feel less. Right,
I guess.
Like you know, like slutty? Less slutty.
Or maybe they feel more slutty. Like they can perform better when they're like grooving with the music. I can see that too.
But they also want the music to drown out their like loud screams.
Mm. Or you could put a pillow over her.
Yeah.
That also works out in drowning the loud street, you know.
But yeah, naturally, yeah.
I'm not. I feel like these questions are these etiquette questions are hard to apply to.
So you guys are just fully like hear each other fuck in the room.
Yeah, Sandy literally walked in on us and sat down.
This
is a funny story. She's seen us like
yeah
have sex,
and she just
and then I go like Sandy, close the door. She goes to close the door and comes to sit back down.
She said.
That's her interpretation of what close the door means.
She said, okay, and then she closed the door and she sat down in the chair.
Yeah, we're both looking over.
This was like maybe a few weeks after meeting her. Yeah. Like, it was like, we're like, at a very super open close house.
We're at open like, house. Yeah.
Are you
fine? She's like, what's so weird about that?
Yeah.
Do you finish or do you continue?
Yeah, we can. No, we stopped. Like,
we told her to get out, obviously, and then locked the door.
They continued for a little bit, and I think they're definitely a bit shy.
So yeah, like, and then Sandy's, and then we had a little window on the top, and then you hear like a little head pop up. I just see some eyes. Yeah, I just see some. What, Sandy? Close the window. But.
Right. What about some like sex essentials? You guys have like water, Red Bull. Usually after sex, I'm like, oh, you want some water? or like before sex, I might pop a little Red Bull.
Like
really?
Red Bull? Why?
Huh? Before sex?
Before like I'm about to like, you know,
go to Pound Town.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
You don't do water afterwards? Like, I feel like that's like pretty common.
I mean,
we just get our own water.
Yeah, we just drink. You
know,
unless,
you get it for her? Unless we're not in a relationship.
I think it's different because we're in a relationship.
Wait, you mean when I was single, right?
Or like, even in a relationship, I still get her water.
You get her water right after sex? Yes.
I mean, maybe that's just me.
You make
always give me water after sex.
You always take my water.
Oh. I get her tissue. She goes, coming over my back. Oh, okay, my bad. Let me go get tissue for her. But outside of that, like.
Yeah, have you ever just used your hand?
To wipe it?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
And then you wash it in the sink. It's happened. But that's poor etiquette.
Like best etiquette is if you have a rag, you have a towel.
That's fucking weird.
How is that?
Bro.
That's weird.
Cause you're using the same towel just for like a cum rag.
Wait, do you do that?
The towel you gave me to shower. Yeah, is a very small towel.
Wait, hold on. No. It's like a big towel. It's good for like maybe like four wipes.
Oh my god! Is the towel underneath your bed?
Wait, dude, yo,
grab
yo,
that.
What
oh
the?
Oh my god! Well, you, I cleaned it for you. You're welcome.
Okay, okay.
But you grabbed it
for you. Yeah, I grabbed it. Because you had no towels in the house, so I, like we looked for all the towels.
Oh, yeah. Wait, use it.
No, it, okay. No, I literally
it's not the one that we're using.
No, 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 we please. Wash ours. We all wash ours.
Okay.
Wait, wait.
That's our towel.
But that is what the towel looks like. It's good for four wipes.
Okay, that's our towel. That's our towel.
But would you think that, like, I guess it's different. Like, cum is not equivalent to someone's, like, saliva. Because we share drinks all the time.
Yeah.
Like
what's the end of this question?
Like you think cum is like, oh my god, that's so scary, so gross.
No. The truth is, it's not actually gross.
Yeah.
It's like, just, you know, body, I mean, fluid.
Yeah.
It's the same as like eating insects. You know what I mean? Like eating insects. Insects are not good to eat. It's like literally just another thing to eat, right?
So would you rather eat cum or like a roach?
Would you rather eat Jimmy's cum or like Mike's saliva?
Mike's saliva.
Yeah.
Why would...
Oh, fine.
That's such an easy question.
Easy question, yeah.
I was going to compare it to going on...
Breast milk. What about breast milk?
Milk? Yeah, I've drank breast milk when I was a kid. I obviously drank
breast milk. I know, but you don't remember... Like, that's not you remember drinking
you
breast milk.
You would still be down to drink breast milk.
Yeah.
Would you be down to drink breast milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I give it a shot.
Yeah, no, like what I meant was like... It's like... These are things that are like, they're not actually gross.
Yeah.
It's not like it smells bad, yeah. Like it's not like some random crap on the street.
No, cum sometimes smells really
okay,
bad.
Okay, but it's like, it's gross
really bad.
Via like social, by
right,
social.
Right. I agree, what you're saying. Yeah. It's like when you come home, your pants are dirty, but you sit on your bed, it like, you're like, oh, it's kind of nasty, but it is not going to kill you.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's not that kind of gross.
It's social influence gross, it's not actually gross.
Would you drink pee? Like,
but pee is a waste product.
Pee is gross.
Pee is bad.
Pee is gross.
But pee is not. Like,
are you defending that point?
Certain people drink pee.
Oh, golden showers.
Yeah, certain people drink pee. Like, there are things that are actually gross.
Is it actually bad for you to drink pee?
Probably.
Like, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, your body's getting rid of it.
But there is a thing called urine therapy that people do.
Will you drink pee?
Yeah, it's like very like controversial.
They have poop transplants.
Yeah.
For like microbiome.
Yeah. But anyway.
But yeah. So no rags.
No rags.
No rag.
And, did you use your blanket as a rag?
No. I always have like a set rag under the bed.
So you do all these things after you have like.
What were you all these things?
No, like, you light a candle,
rag, bro.
No, light a candle.
I'm tired. I need to replenish.
No, and it feels like there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
Like you made me seem like I'm a fucking uncivilized animal. Like. You know, like, you light a candle, play a song, have sex, have this, tie a fucking a Boy Scout knot, fucking untie her, and then after sex, you can wash your hands, get her a towel, give her water. It's a lot to do. Sounds like a lot to do.
Wait, you just come and go to sleep?
No, we, like, cuddle.
Yeah, we cuddle, you know,
How many rounds do you go?
One round. Some... We've done two before, but like.
So you with like a break in between. Right?
Yeah, but one round.
Do you ever like keep
round.
Going? Like you nut, but you just keep going?
No.
What do you do in between the rounds?
Huh?
What do you do? Like just pillow talk or you watch a movie? Or...
Yeah, just like I'm exhausted, man. I feel like whenever, I think after we like have sex is like I'm very tired, but I feel like giving you my energy. You know, like you're a little more excited, and I'm just like, oh my god, like I'm fucking out. You know?
Yeah.
Do you not feel that way?
I guess sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really feel pretty tired after sex.
I feel really tired.
I'm pretty tired.
Yeah. So I don't
and
know.
You've literally like shot your life force out of you, bro.
Yeah.
And I feel like usually it's like late night too. So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like after long.
I'm ready to pass out.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like you do a lot, man. Jimmy's a good guy.
How many rounds do you go?
Well, it depends. Sometimes. Two.
Sometimes two.
So how long is
but,
the break?
But normally two, the second one's for the girl, right? So like normally
yeah.
The one you're like,
yeah,
you're like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And she's like, can we do a little more? And you're like, come on, let's go.
that's why I have the Red Bull.
Oh.
You're like, yeah.
Yo, girls, I'm saying right now, girls like sex more than guys.
Especially if they like
girls like sex more than guys. I think guys at a young age view sex as like idealized, like really like idealized sex. But when it comes down to it, girls like sex more than guys. girls are hornier than guys.
Yeah. Because but they're just pickier. No, the fact that they're just pickier.
Girls are hornier because they like you a lot. I feel like you like I feel like it's easier for a girl to just like turn it off and just be like celibate for a year, but I don't think a guy could be celibate for a year.
No. A guy can fap though.
Yeah, but like, what she means is like girls will fuck the same guy multiple times a lot, but she wouldn't fuck a lot of different
course,
guys.
Of course, yes,
like,
yes,
guys
yes.
is the opposite.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think for a lot of guys, they're not in it for the sex necessarily. Like, the sex is exhausting.
So you have a relationship.
It's more for the chase and the fun, and that's why guys like to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, I want to have sex. Because once you have sex,
really?
Sex, like, guys like,
like, sex is the
Yeah. You don't want to have sex a lot. You want to have sex.
Yeah,
but just not like a lot.
But yeah,
interesting.
I agree.
Yeah,
girls like sex more than guys for sure. But guys, I'm not saying guys like sex. I like sex.
Some guys like sex. Some guys like the plot line. You know, we're all different people.
Yeah.
any last like unspoken rules that you guys could think of?
I'm trying to think.
Unspoken
etiquette.
Rules.
Etiquette. Yeah. About having sex.
About
after sex, post sex, pre sex, during sex.
Mm.
Unspoken rules. What are any unspoken rules for you guys in terms
of
guys?
Yeah. What you would want from the guy or.
Okay, wait, I have a good question.
What?
I have a good question for you guys. Do you guys make a guy that you, like, that you're not really familiar with wash his dick before you guys fuck?
I had an ex who washed his cock every single time before we had sex.
Right.
Every single time?
Every single
time. Why?
Because he just found it, like, not...
So it was him that wanted to do
it.
Yeah,
which is, like, nice of him. Like, I was like, oh, thanks.
Did it kill the mood?
Not necessarily. It would be like a... Oh no, don't do it. He's like, oh, and then he'll go do it anyways. I'll be like waiting in bed.
But is he doing it for his sake? Does he ever explain why he does it?
Probably no, like he just, yeah, he probably just didn't want to, like, your cock is pretty dirty if you think about it.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, you pee, you don't even, like,
it's true,
wipe
it's
that.
True,
you
it's
just,
true.
Like, leave it in your underwear.
Hey,
and
no,
just,
you
like,
shake it.
Yeah, but you're still dripping a little bit. You know what I mean? And then, and when you sweat, guys are so, like, prone to sweating, so it's like, I mean, if you're uncircumcised, it, like, hides in there and, like, it's a little smelly. So it's, like, I didn't see it as, like, a bad thing. I was, like, oh, thanks for, like, doing that. But then the guys after that was, like, a little bit shocking.
Looks
me.
At Sheldon.
Because I was so, again, I was so used to that.
Yeah.
Like, washing up and stuff. And, like,
washing up after or before?
Before.
Does he wash after?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, I wash up, too, and it's, like, oh.
Yeah, especially like if I know a girl's coming, like I definitely like hit the shower.
Really. You hit the shower after?
I hit before like if I knew she's coming over, I hit the shower like
before the date.
Before the day, before she comes over.
Yeah, no, but like that's like you have time to prep. But let's say like you just got back from the club or something, and it's like you don't want to kill the mood. So it's like you would fuck.
Yeah.
But he was just more like, I'm like he'll go to the sink and just like rinse it.
Was he circumcised?
No.
I see.
Oh, that's very nice of him.
Yeah, that's a
like,
very nice
idea. Yeah, it was like nice.
Mm, yeah.
What are some things girls do before sex for, to themselves in general?
Shave.
I think.
Shower.
I think for me.
Like you're at
shower,
this spot.
Yeah.
You're at this spot, right? Like you're with a guy, you're single, whatever. You go back.
Like
to
after
spot.
The club.
Yeah, and then after the club, you guys are in the room, and then you're like, oh, I gotta use the bathroom. Like, what are you doing in the bathroom?
I usually like take a piss, and then I'll damp like some tissue paper, and I'll give myself a quick wipe.
Would you smell it? You like?
Yeah, I do.
Cause guys, I do that.
I actually do sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you put it in the glue.
Yeah.
Right?
Put in the, no. There's different spots.
No,
like,
guys, I feel like it's easier for girl to smell down there than guys.
No.
Because I
grab my ball like once and then.
Yeah. Different spots, right? Like if my balls is smelling, then I know my penis is definitely gonna be smelling.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so that's my like gauge. I just go there, and then sometimes it's like a.
Does it really matter?
Yeah, I feel like it's good to have a little bit of that like salty smell. You know what I'm talking about?
The man must.
Like,
the man must.
Girls have it too though. Like just that like
a little bit,
skin
like a dash,
smell.
Like a dash,
like a
dash.
Yeah, like
very,
a dash,
like a
yeah.
very
yeah, yeah, yeah.
very subtle dash.
You don't want to be smelling it from like so far away.
No.
That's
yeah.
true.
But
girls
yeah.
don't do that much.
And the washroom, yeah, I'll just take a toilet paper, I'll wipe it, make sure. So I'll take the tissue, I'll wipe it, but then I'll also wipe it again with my hands just to make sure I don't leave any like tissue bits.
And then you smell it, right? You like
give it a smell check,
and usually it's okay.
Yeah.
And then post etiquette, you always smell the guy's cum or?
No, you pee.
Oh,
yeah,
pee.
Oh, yes.
Pee.
Those pee right after. We always pee. Guys pee too.
I'm curious. Do you guys get shy after you guys have sex? Do you guys like immediately put your boxers back on?
No.
So you're just walking around the room. Yeah.
If anything is shy before.
Yeah. Once it's done, the shyness is gone. I'm like, yo, fuck.
Yeah.
You're just shaking your dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Literally.
Like even the beginning.
The first time he just walked around naked.
And I go, hey, is this cool? And then you go, like,
No, you did that too. And I did think it was a little off. Because I think most guys I've been with, they usually put their boxers on, like, right away.
Mm. Like, I think it's
like
a... All right, so this is for the single guys. When you're hooking up with a girl for the first time and you're both naked, are you letting her see your ass? Because I'm not. She's never seeing my butt cheeks.
What do you mean, see my ass?
Yeah, like, it's a little funny.
So you're just consistently posing in front of her? Yeah, it's like...
What?
So it's like never turn around. She's never, like, I'm always, like, positioned...
Really?
Wait, why?
Like, I'm not just gonna, like...
I feel like I kind of understand where it looks a bit fruity. Like, it just looks really, like... I agree. You have a really nice ass, right? And I think the first time, because everything was so funny, and you get up and you're, like, walking to the washroom with your butt just, like, jiggling in the back.
But I'm talking, like, hookup, right? Like, like a hookup for the guys. Like,
never.
I don't care.
Never. She's already seen me naked.
No, but when you're having sex, you don't see someone naked.
Yeah.
Rather than walking around.
I definitely, like,
what the hell is naked mean?
Like, you're walking.
In the sex is like, it's their face, it's an experience. But now you're just a naked
body. Like a girl. Yeah. Like a naked girl. Like, if you look at a naked girl just walking around naked, it's a little like...
No, that's fucking awful.
No, I think girls look better naked than guys do.
Yeah.
I've never felt that. I've never felt the need to, like...
I have no hair.
Yeah, I've never felt the need to.
I walk around naked, man.
What about the girl? Like, do you guys get a little shot?
I
put, like, oh,
I think having some clothes on is... hotter than butt ass naked.
Like, after sex?
I would put on, like, panties. But, like, I would go topless. I feel like it's weird to
wear a bra. I do like a girl in a t-shirt.
This is post-sex, right? We're all talking about post-sex right now.
Yeah.
Like, immediately she scrambles for a t-shirt. Oh, wait.
No.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I feel a little self-conscious if I'm just, like, butt ass naked. Like, I feel like I would want, like, I don't know, like a lacy underwear at least.
I'm putting the boxers on ASAP.
Really? Wow. Why? Like, I'm curious.
He doesn't like his ass.
He doesn't want his ass flopping, like...
Oh, on her face?
Yeah, because I'm going to go get her water, and if I want to pick up something, and I'm just, like...
it just opens up.
Definitely, I feel like it's cool. Like, it just looks cool. Like, attractive when you have that briefs on.
It looks a little goofy.
It's a little goofy when you don't have that on. You're a little... And it's like, you're not even hard anymore, so you're a little...
You just see your son like,
flopping around as you walk, like...
First of all, it doesn't become that small that fast, okay?
Yeah, it's pretty small, bro.
It's not that small that fast, okay? And second of all, it's like...
No, I mean, for the growers out there, you know, it's like...
No, it doesn't, like, go flaccid right away. It, like, stays up, and then slowly...
And then slowly, like, over time...
Oh,
like,
so once it hit, like, you know, like, base level, that's when I got you.
That makes it a little more appropriate.
Goes a nice sand, you put the sand...
No, but I don't have a problem with walking around naked after.
Man, all right, that about wraps it up, man. Thank you guys for this great episode.
No, I feel like, fuck, what if I said something a little too much?
Yeah, no, I didn't know what I said.
I did not.
Yeah, you gotta send me this shit before it goes on.
There was good comments about me. That's why I'm like, oh, God, I'll let this slide.
I was like, he didn't fucking let me see it. I was pretty upset.
Sandy is so fun. Yeah, and then I was like, okay, fine.
Hey, follow Canto Man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
On everything.
And Sandy.
Sandy has been a great co-host.
I read those comments.
No, people love Sandy. And yeah, go follow Sandy. She got her own channel.
Enjoy.
I don't know if you have your own stuff.
She got a new vlog coming.
TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok. But these guys also have, what, under 6 feet?
Six feet under podcast.
So yeah. You guys talk about dating and stuff too.
We talk about dating, but we just don't. I'm just imagining dating life, kind of like.
Does it ever spill into like this?
No, they're not Jimmy, okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All
But it's fun, it's fun, it's fun.
It's fun too, it's fun too, yeah.
All right, well, that's it. Thank you guys.
Cool.
Peace. Peace. Big ass, we can stay out smoking big ass. Bike crash, with the kids around my city, I'll be
outside here relax. Bitch, don't look for any foreign time to fit over the S-class. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.